Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Although Labor Day is the traditional end of summer season in some parts of the country, and fall officially begins here on the fall equinox on September the 22nd, we all know that summer in southeast Louisiana lingers well into the early part of October. But you know, if you think about it and look around now, you can tell the days are getting shorter. It's a little darker in the morning when you get up at your regular time, and temperatures are just starting to moderate a little bit. Indeed, cool fronts may actually begin to make it through our area beginning this month and bring some welcome relief from temperatures in the 90s. As we go through this transitional month here in September, there's some things you need to focus on in the garden. Now, first off, let's talk about fertilizing. It's getting late in the season to apply nitrogen-containing fertilizers to things like lawns and shrubs and ground covers. Late fertilization with the nutrient nitrogen stimulates plants to grow, and our fall weather is oftentimes very warm and mild, and so that extra fertilizer late in the season tells the plants to keep on growing when they really need to be slowing down and getting ready for winter. So late applications of fertilizer to these types of plants can actually make them less hardy going into the winter, and that's not recommended. Now, don't forget you can continue to fertilize things like vegetable gardens and flower beds because we want to keep those plants growing vigorously. Now, you also need to give some attention to those flower beds when it comes to maintenance. After a long summer growing season, look over your flower beds carefully. Groom them. You may need to do some little referee work there by staking some plants up, pruning some plants back. Get your flower beds neatened up this time of the year. You may find that some of the flowers in your flower beds are simply past their prime. Well, don't leave them sitting in the bed looking unattractive. Pull those plants on out, throw them in your compost pile. It is too early yet to plant the cool season bedding plants like pansies, dianthus, violas, and others. So if I had a bed that looked really bad right now, I'd pull all those plants out, get the weeds under control, and just mulch that bed nice and deep and keep it looking attractive. And the next month in October or November, you can go ahead and put your wonderful cool season flowering plants in for flowers through the fall, winter, and into the spring. Now, when it comes to pruning, don't forget this is a good time of the year to prune back your repeat flowering roses. These are the roses that bloom all through the summer season. A good rule of thumb is to prune roses back about one-third their height right now, and this pruning back gets the roses in good shape for the outstanding blooming season that we're going to have in October, November, and into early December. Even if your roses are blooming right now, it's important to go ahead and prune them back to stimulate that good, vigorous growth that we want to see for that fall blooming. And don't forget, take those flowers, stick them in a vase inside, and they certainly don't go to waste. If you need to cut back on some hedges or shear back some hedges, this is also a good time to get that done as well. If you've got ligustrums or boxwoods, for instance, that need to be sheared or pruned and eaten them up, get that done now so they can come back with a little bit of new growth and settle down before winter comes. You should avoid pruning, however, shrubs that bloom in the fall, winter, or spring. All of these wonderful shrubs like sasanquas and camellias, azaleas, Indian hawthorns, hydrangeas, and gardenias have already set their flower buds for bloom, and any pruning that you do on them now is going to reduce the floral display. So minimize pruning only to what you absolutely positively have to do. So this is a wonderful time of the year to look around your garden, start enjoying the kind of cooler weather that's coming in, and don't forget there are a few things that we need to take care of as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.